Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and everybody seems to be pitching in ways that they can to help the protesters, really the people of Iran. And last month, Google launched Google Translate, a new service that automatically translates between English and 41 other languages. And up until last week, Farsi, or Persian, the language used in Iran, was not one of them. But because of the uprising there, Google rushed to include Farsi among the languages. And though translation services are nothing new and they're far from perfect, this software is kind of different. The program purportedly learns languages in a way that mimics human language acquisition, which is kind of scary. Joining me now is Peter Norvig, Director of Research at Google, who is part of the team behind Google Translate. Peter, welcome to WNYC. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks, Brian. Good to be here.
Go ahead.
Let me just point out that the translation we've been doing since 2002, but you're right that last week we added Persian.
And explain how you did that, how you rushed that up, and how this might actually contribute to helping people in Iran.
Well, we're adding languages all the time, and Persian was one of the languages that we were slated to add later in the summer. But we noticed that, of course, there's just tremendous interest right now, and we decided to push it out the door a little bit early. It's not flawless yet, but we thought that people wanted to have access to this information going both ways, people speaking English wanting to understand Persian and people in Iran wanting to understand English. And so we pushed it out, and it's usable now at the translate.google.com address.
Translate.google.com. And I'm not familiar with this software personally, but the description that I read that your program purportedly learns language in a new way that mimics human language acquisition, would you say that's an accurate description?
It's certainly based on a learning approach. It's not exactly the same as the way a human learns. In the past, translation systems had been done by linguists who would write down the rules of grammar and build dictionaries and so on. What we've been done, since we've been trying to target so many languages, we have over 40 languages now, and you can translate between all of them, so that's 1,600 and something pairs. It would be too much work to try to write down all the rules for that. So instead, what we do is we go out on the web and we gather up examples of translations. So our web spiders that are finding all the web pages are saying, here's a page in English that's a news story, and here's a translation of that page into Persian. So that forms a good example of a translation. And we get millions of these examples. And from that, our computer algorithms are able to learn the mapping from first from article to article, and then from sentence to sentence, and then from phrase to phrase. And once we have that mapping, then we can start putting the phrases together.
Just for people who don't know the phrase, web spiders. For people who think as if Google isn't scary enough, what are these web spiders?
Sorry about that. Web spider is a program that goes out on the World Wide Web, and hence the name. The spiders live in webs, and goes from one page to another, gathering up copies of the pages. So that's what Google does when you search us. We've already gone out and made a copy of the web by going following links one after another, downloading all those pages and creating an index of them.
It's interesting. And so people can use this translation service, for example, to follow things on Twitter. Like I was looking at some of the Twitter streams from Iran and was not surprised, but noticing that a lot of them were in Farsi.
Right.
There was a lot of, you know, Persian or Farsi language text there, and I thought, gosh, I really would like to know what those people are saying, because they really know what's going on, not just, you know, retweeting things by people in the United States. So I could apply your program to those,
right,
or plug those tweets into your program and read them and have them translated into English.
That's right. So you'd go to translate.google.com. There's a little text box there, and you'd cut and paste any text you want into that box. So it could be a tweet, could be a news article, it could be a Facebook update or whatever you find, and then you can translate between the languages.
I see. So one of my clever producers decided to give us an example here. What she did was take the actual text from an email from Mark Sanford, the South Carolina governor, who admitted to an extramarital affair yesterday after having gone missing and having his emails discovered by the press. This is just a random selection by my producer of any email that she happened to come across. This was an email sent to his mistress in Buenos Aires. And so we'll translate the original into Spanish and then back into English, or maybe we won't. But you get the idea that can become, that can be done. So her point is that it's imperfect.
Right.
So here's the original. I will make it a point in New York tomorrow to drop by a store and get that movie I promised to send your way. I am encouraged to know you will not keep it beside the bed, lest we have tangible evidence of two pathetic figures missing each other far too much to live a few thousand miles apart. Now, translated into Spanish and then back into English, it says, I'm going to make a point in New York tomorrow to go through a store and make the movie I promised to send his way. I am heartened to know that not keep it next to the bed unless we have evidence of two figures missing it too pathetic to live a few thousand miles away. So it really changes it from get the movie to make the movie, which, mm-hmm. you know, if applied to a different situation, could be a vast difference in meaning.
Right. Yes, so it's not going to be perfect. You know, these common verbs like make and take are always difficult in any language. In this particular instance, you could read it and you could say, oh, yeah, I know what it meant. You're right. There could be other instances where it could cause confusion.
It could, in the case of Iran, it could cause, say, a world war. Are you getting a lot of traffic on the Persian site? Can you tell it? Can you tell yet what people are using this for?
People are definitely using it. I don't have the numbers yet because we just launched it last week, so we don't have that gathered up yet.
What other languages are available, and what do you find that people most commonly use it for?
So we have, I guess, 42 languages now. The biggest ones in terms of usage, I think, are Spanish, French. We also have Chinese and Russian.
Can it translate from dog?
We're working on that.
Dog to human and back again?
I think Pixar has some developments on that front in their latest movie.
I think so.
Sorry about the background noise.
That's okay.
But I guess the major European languages and the Asian languages, the Chinese and Japanese, would be the biggest ones for us.
So what's the ultimate goal here? Because I know Google has been playing with a lot of voice recognition technology of mm-hmm. late as well, translating voice to text. Are you going to merge these two at some point and end up with actual spoken translation services?
Yeah, I think that's a good next step to do. Right now, we're doing it with text, and we also have done the speech recognition. It's a little bit harder to build new speech recognition systems in a different language. We've pretty much gotten it down now to be able to do a new translation into a new language if you can find for us enough text information. If we can go out and find a couple million sentences in the two languages, we turn the crank, and we can do a translation system.
That's exciting. Why is your dog freaking out?
Just somebody was passing by the house. Sorry about that.
Does Google make money on this?
We don't have making money directly on this. We don't have ads associated with it. It's just something that we thought would be good for our users and attract people to the site. And so, you know, the more users we have, eventually we'll make money off of them. We're not looking to make money directly off of this.
All right. Well, we've been hearing from Peter Norvig, Director of Research at Google, and his dog. What's your dog's name?
That's Dobby.
Good Dobby. Good Dobby. From, is that a Harry Potter reference?
That's right.
Peter Norvig, Director of Research at Google, who is part of the team behind Google Translate. And we'll leave it there, but we have links to it and the related services on our page, wnyc.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Peter, thanks a lot.
Good to talk to you, Brian.